You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. The way to the Father, how what was hidden is now revealed. What was revealed, the love of God Almighty to a sin-sick world. Yes. Secondly, Jesus, the King, arrival reminds us that Jesus came to bring peace. When we look at the anointing of it all today, Michael, there seemed to be one, Donald, who doesn't desire peace. Confrontation, conflict, confusion, and chaos. There is one who does not like peace but desire war, animosity, and strife. But the one that we serve, the one that the believers serve, is the one who came to give us peace. He is called the Prince, a printer of peace. He is the one who gives us life. He is the one who suffered and died. He is the one who said, Father, forgive them. And it's the same Jesus who is moving on our behalf today. We come and see our Lord, our God, and our King. When we look at what the Lord is doing, He is moving us closer to Him. No one like Him, no one can compare to Him, because He is an awesome God. And I have been excited over the time, from now and forever, that God is moving on our behalf. For verse 5 says, the daughter of Zion, see your King come to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey. Not only was Jesus the King, arrival, a fulfillment of God's promise, but the manner of how Jesus rode into Jerusalem teaches that His intent is to bring peace. The Jews were looking for a conquering king, a king who would deliver them from and under the bondage of the rule of the Roman government. Now, my brothers and sisters, if that would have been what Jesus intended, then Jesus would have rode into town riding on a horse and not a donkey. Yeah, yeah. But Jesus riding on a donkey, on a foal of a donkey, which is the son of a donkey. The foal of a donkey is a symbol of peace. Jesus, the Prince, a printer of peace, is riding on a beast who symbolizes peace. And because He came riding on a donkey which symbolizes peace, Jesus was sending the message, I am not going to give you peace like the world gives you. Hello, Donald Trump. I wouldn't intend to call his name. I'm not going to give you peace like the world gives you peace, but I'm going to give you peace that the world cannot understand. His ways are not like our ways, neither is His thought like our thoughts. the God that we serve have exceedingly abundantly a lot to give to you and I. And what he have to offer you and I is much more than what the world can show us. The Lord has much more waiting for you and I. This world is only a temporary dressing room. But the Lord have a permanent place and a permanent destiny for each and every one of us. We're in a dress rehearsal today, getting ready for our permanent place in heaven. Jesus. Through Jesus, I have peace with God. Through Jesus, I no longer am an enemy to God because my sins have been forgiven. Now, my brothers and sisters, I have peace with God and Jesus because I've been predestined. You and I have been predestined to look just like him. What color does he look like? He ain't got no color. It doesn't matter what color is. What does matter is that we are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are all one in Christ Jesus. And because of that, Jesus, the King, we're told a rival reminds me that he deserved reverence. Yes. Yes. Heaven and earth adore him. Yes. We bow down before him because we revere him. Yes. He is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Yes. Verse 7 and 9 through 9 says, they brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and sat Jesus on them. A large crowd spreaded their cloaks on the road, while others cut down branches from the trees and spreaded them on the road. They were honoring the arrival of what God had hidden. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yes. Yahshua HaMoshiach, the Lord Jesus. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus' disciples started to honor with what they had. They were honoring him with the very clothes that they wore on their back. They took off their cloaks and they created a saddle for Jesus to sit on. And others went ahead of him, took off their cloaks and placed them on the ground. Was a symbol of reverence. We laying down. It's like rolling out the red carpet. You know, in today's society, we roll out the red carpet for our actors. And we roll out the red carpet for people that are important. But isn't it ironic when Jesus came? They didn't roll out a red carpet for him, Brother Jenkins. When Jesus came into this world, only a star shined in the east, which led wise men to the place where he was birthed. There was no fanfare. There was no hospital rooms. There was nothing that was modern facilities that were ushering the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There was nothing impressive. But yet, at this particular time, what was hidden? The Lamb of God who was brought into his own created world. The Lamb of God now as a grown man rides boldly into Jerusalem. They rolled out what they had on their backs. What I love about it, my brothers and sisters, what they rolled out was what God had already ordained. He is the maker, the creator, the God who bara, he makes it all. And what they rolled out is what God had already made. So they took off their clothes, rolled it out, and the Lord rode in. Not only did he ride in on what he had already made, the animal, did he not say he made them also? So the animal that brought him in was a product of what the Lord had already made. Man didn't have nothing to do with what God was doing. It was God introducing his son. What was hidden is now being revealed. That's the God that we serve today. And because what was hidden, they began to shout, Hosanna. Hosanna. The people let out a cry of jubilation. See, that's why we get excited and we jump and we shout. That's why we cry every now and then when we see and we hear something about the Lord. The people wanted salvation from the oppression of Rome, not the salvation which Christ offered. But they cried out, Hosanna, which means save now. But in a few hours, they were saying, crucify him. Let's place a pin there. I got 6 minutes. The people were giving Jesus the highest praise. And yeah, I am sure, I'm almost of the opinion that many of these followers that were saying Hosanna had received Jesus' healing. Many who were shouting Hosanna had been recipients of Jesus' blessing. Antioch, I have no doubt that there were some who had tasted the bread and the fish, two fish and five barley loaves, as he fed them the 5,000. Some may have tasted the water that he turned to wine. Some of the many had seen the many miracles that Jesus had performed, and many had heard his teaching. They were ready to praise Jesus, but now they were saying, crucify him. How quickly we forget our Lord, our God, and our King. God had hidden his Son to save us now. Jesus came into this world hidden for such a time as this. We sing about it. We sing about how he saved us. We shout about being saved. We magnify him. We hear songs like, I can't stop praising his name. And that, my brothers and sisters, should be our testimony of what the Lord has done. As the crowds cried out, Hosanna, save now, we can look at the finished work at Calvary and shout. Is there a shout of victory in the house? Is there a shout of praise in the house? For what was hidden is now revealed. The plan of salvation was part of God's desire to save man from his sin. Save now. On this Palm Sunday, we see what God had concealed was now revealed. It is not an accident that we spoke on what was hidden. God has a unique ability to hide things. You are hidden for a prophetic reason for such a time as this. And because you are hidden, the Lord has a covering for each and every one of us. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Is hidden for a prescribed time, for a prescribed people. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will.